All right, anyway, let's get started. Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 37 of This Week at Shrouded. It's your nexus for all things Destiny. And we also talk about other games, too. I know, it's fun. I'm your host, Ed Greener. We have a great show for you today. Joining me today, the Titan of Talk, the Wizard of Wit, Mr. Wrecked.
Hello.
Say hello. Yeah, there we go. Well, anyway, hold on. We're going to keep doing the opening and then we'll get into this. So, anyway, we're the fire team for today. We're going to dissect the latest Destiny 2 update. And of course, this week in Destiny. And it's a doozy. We got Crucible shakeups, weapon rollouts, and, you know, Iron Banner. Woo woo! We'll talk about all that and get everyone going. So, first, we're going to go over if we've been doing anything else this week, and maybe we talk about any mishaps that may have happened in the last 24 hours, or anything else. So, Wrecked, why don't we start with you? What were you doing for most of the week? Just playing Destiny, or are you done?
No, I'm not actually playing a ton of Destiny anymore. I played the Embargo Engine and got the new cutscene. Then, you know, told the server to shut up about it until Monday, because there's some cool story stuff in there. Did a couple of raids. I'm like two raids off of being done with Crota's End. Two more raids, I'll have the 35 clear roll, and that will be, like, I will have extracted everything I can out of Crota, all the emblems, all the patterns, all the whatever. Been playing a lot of Overwatch, and falling onto my concrete driveway and breaking my arm. That was my week.
Yes, you were mentioning that in the pre-show. So I just, that sucks, man. I don't know what to tell you. The only finger I've ever broken was my index finger. This one right here. You see it's still cracked down the center. Well, actually, if it won't focus on me. You can see the crack right down the middle of it. It's been there since I was 17. And that finger's never been the same. It's even grown crooked off to the right. See how it, like, points in that direction when this one is, like, straight? I don't know why I'm holding markers and stuff, but... yeah. Like, it's all fucked up.
No, it's not a major break. The ER doc said it was just a small fracture on my radius, but I've got a pretty bad sprain on my wrist. And of course, it's my dominant hand, because you would never do this on your, you know, your offhand.
No,
you
of
always
got to
do that with the hand you use for everything.
Yeah.
So, it's good times.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I had to learn with my left hand in grade 12. It was fun, especially since I was in a writing class that semester, and oh, I'm so old that computers didn't exist yet. I'm kidding, they existed. All right, it's just they weren't in every classroom in school like they are now.
Yeah,
so we didn't have access to them. So yeah, that was a good time. All right, well, that sucks. Hope you heal up good. Not much to say about that. So. Me. What have I been doing this week? Well, I've been working a lot. I've been building my fence a lot. So that leaves little time for gaming. However, I did play Destiny. Okay. So I had to really grind out. Well, shit. Hold on. Fuck, since the last podcast, we had a 50-hour extra live stream. I should probably talk about that.
Probably.
All right. First thing we did, 50-hour extra live stream. We raised $10,200 overall for the year. But, I mean, we pulled about $6,000 out during the 50-hour stream, which is amazing, incredible stuff. Big shout-out to the community. Thank you, guys. Our initial goal was $7,500. We were smashing through that in the first couple hours. So we're just like, well, we might as well raise this to $10,000 right away. So we did, and we hit it. So, boom. It was pretty amazing. $7,500, you know what that means. I have to get a tattoo, which is going to be based off the 2021 SGC Extra Life logo. Wrecked is going to get a tattoo, which I have no idea, but he said the design was being made. So I'm excited to see that, actually.
I should have it tomorrow.
What's it based on?
It is a mix of Shrouded logo stuff and my PNG avatar.
That sounds really cool. I can't wait to see it, actually, to be honest. I'm very curious. And then we reached $10,000 after that, and me and chat all agreed at the same time that if we reached $10,000 that everybody watching the stream would get an SGC tattoo. So, that's everybody. Mm-hmm. And there is, there's actually a few people that are willing and interested and have messaged me afterwards about it, waiting for me to get my design completed to see if they like it. So props to you for actually, well, I guess you haven't followed through quite yet. However, if you do, props to you. Can't wait to see the tattoo. It's going to be pretty amazing. And it was for a good cause, and it was a lot of fun. And it was great. Best Extra Life stream and year that we've had to date. It's going to be tough to beat next year. Especially if people all leave after they play the story of the final shape. And then they're just like, I'm out of this bitch. Could happen. We'll see. Anyway, I hope not.
Even if Destiny evaporates and the community's status becomes questionable because there's nothing to necessarily replace it, it's still not going to be a huge deal for me to have SGC tattooed on myself because I've spent a lot of time here and this place got me through all of that COVID nonsense for those years. So, you know, it's all been worthwhile.
Actually, it's ironic because I said a similar thing when I got this tattoo. Because when I was getting it, I was like, guys, I don't even play Destiny that much. And they're like, what do you mean? You have a Destiny community. And I'm like, yeah. But then I was like, when I look at it, it'll always remind me of Shrouded. So that's what convinced me to go ahead and just do it when I did it originally. So it's a good point. Just because it's got to end one day. So whenever it does end or whatever happens or whatever goes on, it's it was always a great time. A great time in history to go back and remember and dwell upon, in my opinion. You know, we had our drama, but it was a good experience. We're talking about it like it's over already. All right, calm down. Don't worry, guys. Final Shape is going to be the best thing ever. We're going to have so many recruits, and then they're going to announce Destiny 3, and then we're going to start all over again, and it's going
to
be amazing.
Can you imagine if they decide to actually do Destiny 3? You know, Sony brought them in. Sony bought them specifically for their experience running live service games, right? I know Sony has cut their live service, schedule in, half. They either shelved or pushed back like half of their games. But Bungie is still there to be flagship for live service games in general. I can't imagine they're going to want to let Destiny just go away. Can't imagine that they let it just go away. It would be cool if Destiny 3 came out, though. Even if it wasn't just a continuation. There are going to be so many options. I imagine there's going to be so many options on what to do with it. Even if it's they could go back into the past and do a Destiny game where it's back in the Iron Lord era, you know, before the city was even a thing. There's lots of things they could do, so.
Yeah. Or we could go to a new galaxy and fight new threats. I'm down for that.
We've been hoping for new threats for 10 years now. And the closest we've gotten is some Fallen in some new clothes and some Cabal in some new clothes. So
The Fallen had a new weapon too, flaming lanterns. What the? Anyway, whatever. It's all good. The Extra Life stream, very successful, amazing, great stuff. We technically raise money until the end of the year, but usually after game day, if we've hit our goal, I stop bothering everybody until March of next year. So you're free until March. Just give money to the community. No, I'm just kidding. But you're free until March. I won't be bothering you so much about it anymore. Second thing I guess I wanted to talk about was after the 50-hour stream, I had to grind out my Festival of the Lost guild. That was fun. Delightful. Amazing. I had a good time doing it. I finished it at... It was like 9:30 my time, and the servers were going down at 10:15. So I was pretty stoked that I was able to get it done. I got the whole event card done, and I got the guild done as well. I was just going for the guild, but to get the event card done, or to get the guild, a lot of the event card fills out, especially if you're just like, okay, well, a lot of these are just weapons, so throw on the right weapons and kill some people and have some fun. But I was able to complete it all. What was the last thing I had to do? Oh, just the lost sectors. 18 lost sectors. I don't know why that's so hard to do.
The one that took me the longest is just doing ritual activities, because I don't really... been playing a lot of... Normally I play a lot of Crucible. I haven't been playing a lot of Crucible.
Mine was kind of the same, but the week during Festival of the Lost, that Gambit was double experience, and there was a Gambit thing as well, in addition to the ritual. So I started playing Gambit. I was like, I'm just going to do Gambit for the ritual and the Gambit thing, and then I was getting all the rep, because it's like 700 per win, and I was doing really good in solo, because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And so I just kept going and going and going. And by the time I was done, I had almost my whole guild for Dredgen done. And I was like 75% of the way through the ritual playlist. So all I do is some Crucible and a few strikes, and got me the rest of the way there. Because I think it was like 4% for each one. Anyway, it wasn't that
3%, but yeah.
Okay. So I did get that one done before I finished the Lost Sectors. And anyway, I was grinding the Imbaru engine tier 3 that morning. I got up at 6 a.m. that morning to grind the engine. I finished the candy. And then I was like, oh, I got to do like 6 more Lost Sectors or some shit. I don't even know what it was. So I went and did those. And then I finished. Yeah, about 9:30. So about 45 minutes before the servers went down. So legendary. Oh. And then other than that, I sat down to play Cyberpunk, and I ended it. There was a 14 gigabyte update, so I played Horizon, the Horizon DLC, and got like another quest done. That's it. That's all I've done all week. I'll finish that eventually. I saw some lava this time though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember last time I talked about it on the podcast, I was like, why is this called the Burning Shores? There's literally no lava anywhere. So on one of the quests I did this time, you go a little bit deeper into the land, and there was a little bit of lava. I was like, oh, hey, look, lava. And you go into this cave, and you gotta climb up the thing while shooting, like, a ballista spears into the side of the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of lava in there. I was like, oh, okay.
Don't worry. Right, when you get to the end, there's going to be plenty of fire and burning and shit. All right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. What, does one of those fucking things come out of like a volcano?
There's just a lot of explosions and stuff going on in the final scene. That whole expansion, even if all you did was play the final boss battle, it'd be worth it, because the set piece boss battle they have is very good. It's worth the price of admission all by itself.
Yeah, I remember you and Good Saint both saying that. Oh my god, it's been that long since I started it. Wow. That's crazy. Alright, anyway. Yeah, I'm real bad at finishing things. Alright, I want to move on to a couple different things that happened in gaming this week before we get right into the Destiny stuff. Big Ubisoft layoff that nobody's talking about because people are hypocrites. 130 some people.
I never
turned
that off.
Whoops. Anyway, it's all good. 137 people laid off at Ubisoft, most of them the Canadians, the bastards, but the Montreal office. I haven't seen one article or anything other than from IGN, which is where I saw it when it was reported. Nobody on Twitter is talking about it. Nobody seems to care. Yet, when Bungie lays off 100 people, The fucking everyone loses their goddamn mind. Why is the Bungie community so goddamn toxic?
Maybe Ubisoft just doesn't have a community because every one of their fucking games is the exact same thing.
Well, that's the thing. You may say that or not, but I mean, Siege is successful and it has an online community and it's a big esports thing. Like, the community's there. That's it true. Exists.
Fair.
There's other games. Assassin's Creed is one of the most popular single-player franchises, even though it's the same thing every year.
Listen, almost all of the Destiny streamers that I watch were playing OG Fortnite the weekend it came out, and saying that they weren't going to play Destiny because of whatever, and they're going to play Fortnite instead. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
After Epic laid off 900 people. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's so funny.
All the community stuff about people being upset or whatever, it's at least 50% just fucking rage bait on Twitter. That's it.
I just find it's
fucking slacktivism, people feeling like they're involved by blathering some nonsense on Twitter. That's all.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny because, like, it exploded the other day, and then I had brought up, you know, the Epic thing. It's like, nobody was talking about Epic for very long. It's like 900 people. Like, that's, you know, that's nine times worse than 100 people. you know? Nobody's talking about it. Everyone's just talking about, oh, the new map's coming back, baby. The old map's coming back, baby. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's play some Fortnite. And then Ubisoft, like, drops 130 people, and, you know, nobody bats an eye. But Destiny does it, or Bungie does it, and, like, I don't know. Because they laid off community managers, maybe? Like, people that actually talk? I don't know.
It's because, well, Bungie has a lot of employees that are just social media active anyway, right? And how do I do this with some decorum? Bungie is very socially active, and so are the people that they employ. And so they're used to going on to the internet and bitching and moaning about whatever is going on, right? They're used to raising their voice in social media whenever, you know, there's some cause. I don't think the majority of the Destiny community would give two shits if the game wasn't perceived to be in kind of a bad place right now, general, because of repetitive content and, you know, kind of lackluster content. If the game was currently banging, then nobody would care. Nobody would care at all.
You're probably right, which is sad. Anyway, people just wanting some extra clout, I guess. I don't really know. It's a bit frustrating to see, but anyway, doesn't matter. It's done now. Anyway, Ubisoft laid off 130 people. Big deal. A lot of people lost their job. Go complain on the internet, please.
Go play Far Cry. I mean, what?
Go play Far Cry. Go play Assassin's Creed. Go play Siege. Go play the Division.
Don't play the Division. Division sucks.
Bro,
the
Division 2 was a lot of fun. I had a great time with it. I haven't even played
more fun than Division 1. What are you talking about? It's the exact same formula.
Except for I got to collect like 12 masks in Division 2, and I thought that was really fun.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You didn't like hunting the hunters?
I don't like the gameplay loop in Division and Division 2, even though I played an extensive amount of both of them.
I do hate Bullet Sponge.
That gunplay in that game just is terrible.
It's not terrible when you're good at it.
It's not satisfying at all.
I'm actually just a huge fan. I just think I like extraction shooters because my favorite part of like the Division is the Dark Zone. It's so much fun. I do hate that it's not like level based. That's kind of frustrating because you can just like have a whole team of people just laying into one guy. But if he's got like a gear score that's like a million above yours, then he'll just like kill all of you without a sweat.
Yeah, or he'll just ignore you and just keep going about doing what he's fucking doing because you can't even hurt him.
Yeah, well, they never do that. They kill you. That's the reason they're in there. Anyway, I always found that I always found that loop a lot of fun, very enjoyable. I liked it a lot. So, I mean, I didn't play it that much, and I never played the DLC. But anyway, point is, I got a lot of games. Go play them. Feel free. Have fun. Now, so I guess I don't know if there was any other big news. Fortnite had the highest player count of all time recently. I am shredded.
Fortnite had the highest player count releasing old content, and nobody batted an eye.
Isn't it so funny?
Yes, it's fucking hilarious. The hypocrisy in the gaming community is fucking nuts, dude.
They literally went back to the very first map they ever created, re-released it, and everybody lost their goddamn minds because they wanted to play. They were all excited to play this. But could you imagine? Just imagine if Bungie. Just imagine this. Bungie released a season, and it was just like Season of the Forge. Just a re-release of Season of the Forge. What the Destiny community would do. Just what would they do?
Initially, there'd be like a ton of hype about, oh, they're bringing the Forges back. It's going to be great. And then people would get into them and remember how fucking boring they were. And then say Bungie sucks.
Okay. What or, yeah, Season of the Hunt. Season of the Hunt. That season sucked. Anyway, the point is, like, people, like, that shit just wouldn't fly. But now, like, but, you know, Epic does it, and they get 40 million players in a day. It's absurd. It's crazy. But that does kind of make you wonder. It's like, what would happen if Bungie released Red War Campaign again?
How much of...
You think Fortnite's a lot of people would come back to play it?
How much of Fortnite's demographic are kids? Is probably part of it, though.
You could say that, but I mean, all the big streamers were excited to play it.
I think that at least the big Destiny streamers were just excited to play something that wasn't Destiny. Everybody else is just jumping on the bandwagon. I mean, come on, that's variety streamers. That's what they do. What's the new game? Let's play it, right?
Yeah,
and that's it. Or in the case of games that have some kind of politics around them, if we're not going to play it, let's milk the fucking politics, like in the case of Hogwarts.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That game is, like, still in the top, like, five of sold games this year. It did really well. It's crazy how well it did.
All them transphobes. I mean, what? Sorry. That was a joke. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. I don't care if you like Harry Potter. Thanks.
I was going to say, I'm like the complete opposite of a transphobe, and I played Harry Potter. So I thought
me too.
I thought the whole, they tried to take that too far. It's like, it's whatever. I get it. But I mean, if you're going to boycott that, then boycott it. But don't call everybody else that's not boycotting it. Whatever the term they were using.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Is it turf?
I didn't pay much attention to it.
Or is that
they were calling? Well, they're calling Rollins a turf because
they were good. If you played the game, trust me. If you were those people that were boycotting it hard, not just not playing it, but being very vocal about it and shitting on everybody else that did, and then all the hate raids that were going, which is ironic, the hate raids towards the people that were playing the game on Twitch. When just a year ago there was a serious problem on Twitch about hate raids towards, you know, either LGBTQ members or trans members or just, I guess they're both the same thing, but on Twitch was a huge problem. Listen, and then they went about and just did the exact same thing to everyone else for just playing a Harry Potter game. I know we're getting back into the like a rant about this nonsense, but anyway. Anyway, I played the game. Definitely not a transphobe. In fact, the very, very opposite. That was a stupid thing. Anyway, it's doing really well is my point. It's like top five sales for the year. Really well. I don't know, like 15 million or some shit. It's pretty crazy. And we're definitely going to get more of them.
All right. Get into the content.
Bring back Season of Opulence. People would actually lose their shit if they brought back that and said they were going to keep everything in place. Like it stays forever. Yeah, let's go. Actually, I'm lying. If the Menagerie had stayed in the game, everybody would hate it. No.
Yes. It's like any other repeatable content.
But I want the Hall of the Hall of Heroes or whatever the fuck it was called.
Anybody who says X repeatable content back in the past was great, they should bring it back. They got like the thickest rose-colored glasses imaginable on their face, right? Because they just don't remember, or they can't put it in context of seasonal content we have now. We've had good seasonal activities in the seasonal model, but inevitably they get boring eventually.
Yeah, they always get boring. Menagerie would have been one of them for sure.
Deep dives were good when you first played them, but after you've done them a few times, they sucked. They were boring. They were the same shit over and over and over again.
They also sucked when they added the the exotic quest thing to them, and then nobody was doing them properly. You couldn't get to a tier set 7 without a fire team. That went.
Well, listen. Destiny is always better played with friends. If you don't have friends and you... I don't want to hear, oh no, what about me, the solo casual? But fuck you. You're playing an online MMO all the endgame stuff that has no matchmaking. Fucking get some friends and join a clan. Join Shrouded. I love you. Come play with us.
ShroudedGaming.com/Discord.
That's right.
Nice plug. All right, let's get into the content. Okay. We'll go over the update first. In the Crucible, particularly, the Trials of Osiris quitter protection has been implemented for matches starting with missing players. There's an increase of drop rate in adept weapons, even though the shotgun was not dropping, but they fixed that. For wins post flawless passage, and adjustments have been made to spawn, heavy ammo placement, and zone balancing on Radiant Cliffs map. Also, bow damage and... hand cannon.
And nobody cares about checkmate right now.
Okay, well, regardless, bow damage and hand cannon, body damage in checkmate has been reduced. Next, for Raise a Dungeon, specific issue with Crota's End was fixed where players would fail the All for One challenge by reaching the final stand shortly after breaking Crota's shield. So don't kill him too fast, ladies and gentlemen. No, I think they fixed it. Additionally, an exploit that allowed Crota to be instantly defeated has been addressed. I heard that did not work.
Neither of these worked.
Oh, right? Okay, great.
You cannot currently complete the All for One challenge. It's still fucking broken. Unless you solo it using the old glitch, which is still working today.
Okay, so they're wrong. All right. A bug with Ascension Major Arcana card not applying Scorch to combatants and seasonal activities has been fixed. I have no idea if that's true, I assume. Updates, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. Updates to the game's gameplay and investment were made, including updating definitions for several exotic items to match the current gameplay and fixing a display issue with the shush emote. Cool. An issue where handheld supernova ability could freeze some moving objects has been resolved. What? That's crazy. All right. That's the void one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Lastly, there's a user experience and interface improvement. Where the frequency of the max witch keys on screen message has been reduced. Thank fucking Lord. Every time I logged in, that shit would hit me in the face. Every time. Super annoying. All right, that's it for the patch notes, I think. That's all I wrote down. I don't know if there's anything else important that I missed.
Mm-mm.
Cool. All right. This week in Destiny. All right, spoilers. Spoilers. All right, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it next season. If you haven't seen the shit, you don't want to hear it, now's the time to leave. Time to leave for the next 2 minutes. Five minutes. Let's just be clear. All right. We're doing it. Ready? I'm just making sure everybody's gone that didn't want to be here. All right, cool. Season of the Wish has been unveiled. Womp, 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 womp. All right, so the revelation of the Season of the Witch. Guardians have unraveled the mysteries of the Imbaru engine within the depths of the Sabbathine Spire, leading to the discovery of the long-sought 15th Wish. What? What does this mean for us? Expect new quests, gear and lore. Lore should be a big one, I think, next season. I would hope. Or not. Anyway, it's starting on November 28th. Prepare to step... Well, all right. Calm down, Alex. Jesus, I wrote prepare to step through the portal. That's probably going to happen at the end.
Bro, it's season of the witch. It's going to be season of the Pokemon, all right?
What?
Did you do the last Embaro engine?
I'm not yet. Talk about it. No, I didn't.
All right.
Go ahead.
You do the last Embaro engine, and you get to... You unlock what the Embaro engine is locking up this entire time. And what it's locking up is an uncorrupted Ahamkara egg, right? There's only two Ahamkara eggs we know about. We know that Mara Sov has one. She had one in the season of The Risen. Was it Risen where we were taking Savathun's worm from her? I think it was Risen.
Risen was the first season of Witch Queen.
Yeah, all right. So we know she's got one, and now we know that Savathun's had one the entire time that's uncorrupted, right? So and we took that one back to the tower, which means we're gonna hatch it next season. That Ahamkara we see in the image, that's gonna be our Ahamkara. That we're gonna be playing Pokemon with Ahamkara all next season. That's gonna be it. It's our Ahamkara. Come on, Wish Baby Dragon, let's go.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and assume that we're not going to be battling with our dragon, like Pokemon style. That would be cool, though. I don't know what we're going to do with it. Anyway. All right. Yes. Okay. Baby Ahamkarama. I don't understand why we care about these things. Who gives a shit? What is an Ahamkara other than it's just a big old motherfucker?
It's a wish dragon, so...
What does that mean?
It's a paracausal entity that can warp reality and make whatever you ask of it come true. And if you look at some of the Destiny lore, Zebu Arath in particular had problems with wish dragons wanting to conquer them when they were going after a conglomerate of alien races called the Harmony. It was one of the species that the Traveler visited on it as it was fleeing from the Witness. They had their own version of Guardians, and they had a bunch of deals with the Ahamkara that made the Harmony difficult for the Hive to deal with.
Okay.
They grant wishes, but they don't always, you know... The parable of making wishes in all of folklore is also true for Ahamkara, the unintended consequences of those wishes. Or the wishes you make and, you know, how they can be twisted or whatever. And that's why the Guardians at one time... decided they needed to kill all the Ahamkara, and they exterminated all of them. That's why Shax has one hanging up a skull of one hanging up above him in the tower. So we went and exterminated the sentient race because
they were kind of
dangerous and they're not humans. So obviously we have to
kill them all.
We have to murder them because you know.
Why do we suck so much?
We're space World War II bad guys in some degree or another. Anyway.
Man just didn't want to say Nazis.
I didn't. You're right.
I got no problem with it. Anyway. Yeah, we're definitely not good people. And when you hear about it that way, that's fucked up. You just go and exterminate everyone. I always wondered why we were killing Ribbon. You know, what was Ribbon's problem?
I mean, Ribbon was corrupted, so she had
corrupted by what? Like, what's corruption mean?
She was taken. She was corrupted by.
Okay, but
Savathun.
So.
What do you mean? So she's a bad guy, man.
Is Savathun a bad guy? Or are we the bad
guys?
And Savathun's a good guy.
Yes. The answer is yes. Everybody's bad guys. There are no good guys in the Destiny universe. All bad.
The only thing Savathun's been trying to do is stop the Witness. Like, sounds like a pretty good guy to me. I don't know. Just saying.
Savathun's been trying to stop the Witness to save herself at whatever cost it needs to be paid. Like, she would have happily wiped out Earth if that was what was necessary to meet her goals.
I mean, we kind of suck, so we deserve it.
It just so happens that we're useful tools.
Anyway, whatever. Cool. So why can't we just hatch this baby dragon and be like, I wish for you to kill the witness?
I don't know. Guess we're going to find out.
It seems like a pretty easy thing. You said they grant wishes, but we exterminated them. Like, when Shax walked up to Amhamkara Z that's on his wall or whatever it is, why didn't he just, I wish for you to explode, and Shax go, pfft.
Well, the wish dragons don't have to grant every wish. They make their
why didn't the dragon just make him explode is what I meant. Couldn't they just blow up Earth?
I don't think the wishes are just something they can do themselves. They have to work with another agent. Somebody's got to be making these wishes.
Oh my god.
You read some of the lore cards about like the Ahamkara hunts. Like, they talk about guardians having to be careful with their thoughts and not accidentally thinking of wishes while they're exterminating these things because of what could happen if they did that. So
I would just be like, I wish for you guys not to exist. And then boom, easy, hunt over.
I don't think it works that way.
Oh my god, such garbage then. I hate lore. This is why I hate lore. You can't come up with lore like that. You can't come up with time travel lore either, because it's always garbage and it always never makes any sense. And the same thing with these wishes. I can grant any wish except for all these ones. You know, it's like, bitch, please get out of here. All right, anyway, we'll see what happens next season. I'm excited. Season of the Wish. Wish 15. I never understood the 14 wishes anyway, because whenever I put them in, I just get teleported to a different part of Last Wish. So I was like, that's a real good wish. Actually, yeah, can you explain that to me? Why is it when I put a wish in, all these magical wishes, everybody's talking about wish 15, like it's the biggest fucking thing in the world. But when I put in wish 9 or whatever it is, I just get transported past Euro Tree. Like, that was somebody wished that? Who wished that?
Yeah, somebody wants to see what it does, man. Because there was a wish out there that we knew about that we didn't know what it does. And if there's one thing the Destiny community likes doing is figuring out what's going on in the game. So they can figure out what loot is hidden behind whatever the thing is.
So they
can go and get it.
But why is there a wish that transports me to the second encounter of a raid? Like, that's a bad wish.
It's a mechanic. It's just a game mechanic.
No, don't make it a wish. Just make it a magic wall and make these wishes something else. Like, this is a magic teleportation wall. Has nothing to do with the wishes. Here's the 14th wish, and it was to blow
it's
up.
It's not just the reef. Teleportation wall. It's also, let me get an emblem. It's also, let me have funny voice lines. It's also, let me wear weird hats on the way through the raid that actually break the raid. You know?
Yeah, and let me get 2 treasure chests. Yeah, I know, but I mean, terrible wishes. All right, anyway. We'll see. The 15th wish is going to be like, here's a loot chest.
Maybe.
There's going to be a blue in it. Wait for it. Call it here. All right, let's move on from that. Season of the Wish is coming. Lots of reskinned weapons. I'm super excited. But there was a strand bow there, I think. Maybe, possibly. We don't have one of those yet, do we?
You assume it's strand because the string looks like it's green in the picture.
I assume it's strand because we don't have a strand bow.
Okay.
That's why I assume. You would think that they would add one. That's all. We don't need another arc bow. We don't need another void bow. We don't need another solar bow. We don't need another stasis bow. We need a strand bow.
When has it ever been that we need one of these in this class, in this element? It's been proven to be a Bungie design, you know, strategy.
I don't have an answer for that. So
we literally have like 5 different solar fusion rifles. Why do we need 5 different solar fusion rifles? Who knows? We have like 17 140 hand cannons.
They're different architects,
why do we need that? I don't know.
I don't know the fucking answer either, man. I can't answer it. I got ponged. Is it important?
No.
It wasn't. It was crunch.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this. Yeah, let's get into the rest of this stuff. Okay, so Crucible Strikes team updates. Sorry, Crucible Strike team updates. Wah, 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 wah. All right, they've been working hard refining the PvP experience for the upcoming season.
Let's go. We'll break it all down. All right. Matchmaking and rewards. A shift in the Crucible core has been set into motion with changes aimed at rewarding victory and refining matchmaking. The team's responding to community feedback, which means we can anticipate ongoing improvement. Well, all right. I must have been real confident when I was writing this. That will enhance the competitiveness and fairness across the board. There was some of that stuff written in there. Checkmate mode adjustments. Bow and hand cannon. You guys know the damage metrics have been tuned in nerf style, but they're designed to reward precision and elevate the skill ceiling, ensuring that Crucible remains where strategy and a skill remains important. The menu and playlist overhaul. I think I copy and pasted some stuff here too. Yeah, quick play and ranked nodes. 3v3 quick play, fast paced, connection focused. It will feature modes like elimination and showdown trials, taking over during its active periods. What? I didn't write that right. My bad, guys. There's no way that trials is quick play, but you get the point. Anyway.
So there's going to be a 3v3 ranked and a 3v3 quick play mode. When during the weekend, 3v3. Quick play is going to go away, and trials will be, it will replace that spot.
Yeah, okay. All right. I guess I wrote with trials taking over during its active periods. So I did write it right. Yeah, I'm so smart. Let's go, baby. All right, and then the 3v3 ranked. This node will blend rank and skill to ensure fair matchups, affecting the competitive division, featuring a streamlined playlist for more focused competition, control modes, and an unranked play. And unranked play. Sorry, more focused competition than control modes and unranked play. The new 6v6 unranked playlist will offer a smorgasbord of control variants. The traditional control, the innovative a sparrow control. Yep. All right. Control with sparrows. I don't know. I think they learned from what they accidentally did this season, and they were like, let's fucking make it a mode. Anyway, it says it's a whimsical twist, sure to challenge your control of both zones and your sparrow.
Here's what's gonna happen. All right, you're gonna go in there, you're gonna your sparrow, and you're gonna go zoom, and you're gonna decide you're gonna try to hit somebody, or you're gonna try to get to a point that's in the middle quickly, and you're gonna come around a corner, and your sparrow's gonna fucking die. Because right, sparrows are paper fucking thin in Crucible. And that's going to happen over and over and over again. And then you're going to say sparrows suck in this game. And then you're not going to play it anymore.
Sounds right. Can you, did we make a roll list? Like a photo? An image for it? Yeah. Can you DM that to me? By any chance? Do you have it like real close by?
I can send it to you. Yeah. I was actually just updating it for next season today.
Amazing.
I've got the one. All right. Why, who's asking for it? Is Crunch. It Crunch?
Yeah. Not really. Then someone else is.
I don't have one.
Someone else is asking. Crunch is just the one that added me about it. All right. So new 6v6. Wait, I read this already. Checkmate Evolution. All right. Initially featured as primary control mode, Checkmate is undergoing changes to better balance risk and reward. The ability cooldown penalty is being reduced. The mode will be further refined based on community feedback. What? Throughout the season. All right, cool. Matchmaking mastery. The Crucible is implementing a snake draft lobby balancer and tweaking the skill confidence rating to provide more dynamic matchmaking. This is a decisive move towards ensuring that each match is fair and competitive as possible while accommodating the diverse playstyles of the Crucible Guardians. Okay. Cool. Does that mean they're doubling down on skill-based matchmaking again for the 700th time?
Yeah, but the main thing is they're changing how lobbies are balanced. So
cool. Yeah, it could be good. Why can't I save this fucking photo? Jesus, jumping, dying.
I don't know.
Hold on a second. Give me
save. All right. Well, while you're busy doing that, I'm not entirely happy with the playlists that they're going to be feeding us. I really don't like that momentum control is a rotator in the
unranked playlist, it means that Control is never going to just be a thing you can play. Just regular Control. Because some weeks it's only going to be Momentum Control. I think Sparrow Control is going to be nonsense. Not that I haven't used a Sparrow on Multiplex occasionally, but the majority of players I see running around on Sparrows often are more a detriment to both themselves and the team they're playing on than anything else.
Yeah, but now it's going to be focused. And everyone's going to be doing it.
Well, so my main issue is that 6v6, even though there's a 6v6 quick play list, really 6v6 quick play is all your party modes, right? It's going to be things like Mayhem and Scorched and whatever. Shit that nobody who likes Crucible wants to play. Listen, I said it. I'm sorry. If you enjoy Mayhem as, like, the best mode, it's not Crucible. It's fucking Super Simulator. I'm sorry. I'm not judging you, but it's not the Crucible that I think is good, all right? And I'm glad that list is out there for you, but it shouldn't be the main quick playlist. Control should be the main quick playlist, and I don't like that the Control list that I like to play as my quick playlist is going to be changing how the game plays so often. Like Control and Sparrow Control, fine. I have no problem if Sparrows are in there, even if I think they're kind of silly and stupid and it's going to result in more people dying than anything else. But having Checkmate rotate in there and Momentum Control rotate in there, that which both fundamentally change how you get abilities, how you get special ammo, and how weapon balancing works, I don't like. I don't like that it's going to be a new thing every time. And if they ever make that something where it's rotating, like every game could be different, like it could be Control and then it could be Checkmate and then it could rotate into Momentum, like in three different matches. I have to have different builds for all that shit. I have the gear for all of it, but when I load into one of these playlists, I'm looking for a certain experience. I'm not looking for my experience to change at the whim of RNG every fucking time. I don't like it at all. And it's going to ultimately result in me playing less Crucible.
Okay.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. I don't really care at all, to be honest.
I'd be happy if they just made a Checkmate. If they want to bring Checkmate in and they just want to make the 66 unranked playlist just be, here's our Checkmate playlist, great. Let's do it. I'm fine with that. But don't keep changing the sandbox that I'm going to be playing in. And especially don't make it change match over match. It'd be fucking irritating.
Bop, bop, bop. All right, we're going to keep going. But let it be known, Bungie. Rec doesn't like your decision. You're wrong. I'm sure there's more PvP aficionados that are feeling the same way. Absolutely. This does feel like more of a get more casuals into the Crucible move than it would be to let's make our veterans happy. Maybe they thought it would, but they're wrong. They're wrong.
I mean, 90% of what they've given us in this TWID is good. I like it from a Crucible enjoyer perspective. It's just that one particular playlist irritates me.
Okay. All right, spawn system strategy. All right. Map spawn points receiving subtle yet impactful tuning. Maps like Midtown, Meltdown, and Endless Vale will see adjustments aimed at improving player safety and unpredictability in spawns. Woo! That's good. Probably. I don't know. I don't play enough anymore to know if it's bad. I have been getting some shitty spawns in... I got some shitty spawns in Mayhem, to be clear. And I got... but that's a pretty crazy like mode anyway. My spawns in Iron Banner weren't that great last time I played. But hopefully that'll help. This will help, whatever it is. All right, so competitive play in Trials of Osiris Rewards. Season 23 will bring an array of changes designed to refine the ranking system and overall competitive experience. The approach to rank points post-match is simplified. Guardians, the performance is still crucial. The emphasis lies squarely on the outcomes of your match.
The streamline system is set to bring newfound clarity to the ascension through the ranks. So what that means is wins and losses are all that really matters. But I didn't know there wasn't more to it than that originally. Did your performance matter?
Your performance mattered. Even the so it was based off your Bungie, your internal MMR, right? Bungie did not tell us specifically what the math was, but they did tell us that things like your win-loss ratio, who it was you were playing against, and your performance in matches, even the loadouts you chose to play the game with, affected your MMR and therefore would affect the amount of rep you got or lost at the end of the match.
Oh, that's very cool. All right. Anyway, it doesn't do that as much anymore. It's more both, mainly both on wins and losses. So you can get carried and still keep gaining points super fast. Let's go, baby. Okay. Promotions and relegations were refined. These series will be required for the... Promotions and relegation series will only be required for the highest echelons of play, namely Adept and Ascendant divisions. This change is geared towards maintaining the prestige of the top ranks while smoothing the progression curve for all competitors. Okay, so we basically, bronze, silver, all those things, you just go from one to the other, but once you get up high, you got to go through your relegation and promotion matches.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Survival mode sees an increase in respawn count, while Countdown Rush adjusts its points to win and round time and heavy ammo spawn timer. Tweaks are aimed at standardizing the pace of the match across both modes. So once again, survival, increase respawn count, and Countdown Rush points to win is changing, round time is changing, and the heavy ammo spawn timer is changing. Survival mode sees an increase in... Wait, I just read that. Whoa! All right, this one's Trials of Osiris reward enhancement. Amazing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Adept weapons see a rise in the drop rate post-flawless runs. We talked about that earlier.
They've said that like three times now. Three patches now, and it hasn't actually panned out.
They'll get it eventually. And new weekly rewards are introduced, offering armor, enhancement cores, weapons, and prisms based on your wins. The trials experience is set to become more rewarding, with a particular focus on those who face challenge, but may not consistently reach flawless. Wee woo, wee woo.
So basically, you're gonna get reward. You're gonna get extra rewards for win streaks, whatever they happen to be in trials.
Boom. Competitive focus system. Let me read this again. I don't even understand what this is. I'm going to read it. It looks like copy-paste. A novel competitive focusing system unveiled, allowing guardians to obtain previously retired competitive rewards. The system is tied to your performance and rank, underscoring the importance of engagement in competitive play. What does that mean?
So the higher your comp rank is, the more times you're going to be able to target focus the comp playlist weapons. So if you want a rose and you are a gold ranked player, every week you can focus four times. However, if you make it to ascendant rank, you can focus seven times per week.
Okay. So exactly what it says, but with a little more with a little more understanding of the actual system. All right. Cool. That's pretty. That's good. It's rewarding for players that are good, and it's not. It's not like all out, like, no, you get none if you're gold, but you just don't get as much of a chance. I think it's a good way to
being able to get more than three chances at a weapon per week just on its own is good. And if you're playing a lot of Crucible, you're going to be swimming in Crucible Ingrams.
Yeah, exactly.
You used to be, you would just be spending to get your legendary shards out of or whatever. Now you at least have a reason to focus them on something.
Yeah, I don't even play Crucible, and I have, like, 87 Crucible Engrams right now.
Yeah.
Too many. Anyway, it's all good. I'll focus them on something, probably. All right, so new ritual weapons and weapon pool updates. So, Season 23 is going to introduce Chivalric Fire, Destiny 2's first Voidcaster Sword.
The blade is amazing. No, I don't know. Capable of rolling perks that bolster the defenses with void overshields, with attribution orbs generating orbs of power upon sustained damage, and in harmony with relentless strikes, this sword promises to be a mainstay in your arsenal. Unlikely. Choose the path to earn. Obviously, Vanguard, Crucible, and Gambit. There's different skins for each one. You got to reach rank 16. You know, on your second reset. I guess after your first reset to get the skins, but and then each one of them, if you didn't know, has a different perk for that's supposed to be tailored towards the specific playlist that you're doing. But you can pick which one you prefer. Oh, what does it do for swords? Because the Crucible one isn't that for reload? What would it do for swords? Yeah, but
it's got a specific call out for swords. I don't remember what it is. Okay.
I was just curious, it just popped in my head at that moment. Anyway, each offering a unique ornament for the weapon.
Why is it that the fucking Vanguard skins always look like ass? The Vanguard skin specifically is always the worst one. Why is that?
I don't know, I actually closed it, but now that you're talking about it, I kind of want to see it again, because I remember thinking they all sucked when I looked at it.
Well, the Crucible and the Gambit ones tend to be all right, just because the symbols for those activities are kind of cool. I mean, the snake and the phoenix are both pretty cool. But the Vanguard is always like some weird V pattern that rarely looks good on any guns.
Yeah, I see that now. I do like, you know, the void like blade, whatever, looks pretty neat. But just the difference between... I mean, all of them aren't that great. You get the V on the bit of the past the hilt, not of the blade itself, and then the Gambit is just the hilt, and the Crucible is just the hilt. Yeah, whatever. It's whatever. It's not terrible, but hopefully it's good. I mean, it could be good. Could suck too. Just seems more likely. I never really used, I haven't used those weapons in a while. I can't think of any that have been really good lately. The ritual weapons?
It's because their ritual weapons for a long time have not been like, they're not pinnacle weapons, right? They're good solid weapons in their archetype.
Yeah.
But they're not outstanding.
Give me back my pinnacles, yo. And give me one for each playlist. Anyone remember when we had one for each playlist?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The good old days.
I too was running around with Mountaintop and Recluse basically everywhere.
Let's go. You don't need to make them that strong, all right? But you can make good ones. Whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Weapon pool revamps. Here we go. Trials, Iron Banner, and Nightfalls. All bid farewell to familiar weapons and welcome new contenders, such as Incisor Strand Adaptive Trace Rifle and Lethal Abundance Strand High Impact Auto Rifle. Keep an eye out. Two
people bitching about the only Strand Trace Rifle being in Trials.
anyway, keep an eye out for those. They'll be coming out in... Actually, I didn't write that down. Did they come out in season 23? Or are they coming soon?
Yes, these are all season 23.
Okay, I just didn't read it. Okay, what's leaving, though? So, Immortal's leaving, Astral Horizon's leaving, and then the Strand Trace Rival's coming in, and then the Eye of Souls returning.
With a new Foundry and new perk pool.
Kasoid Foundry. Okay, yeah.
Which I'm not familiar with. I don't think I've seen Kasoid Foundry in the game thus far.
Is that like the third one? Is that what that means?
What do you mean?
The perk? I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
That's the origin.
The origin.
So the Kasoid Foundry will be the origin trait.
Okay, yeah. A trait, right. That's it. I was like, is there something on guns that I don't know about?
it's the origin trait they're talking about, but I don't recall what Kasoid is.
Yeah, I can quickly Google it, and if somebody has seen it before, they'll know what it is. No, it doesn't look like anything. All there is some some lore on Kasoid.
Oh, it's the wild card.
It's a wild card origin trait. So that's actually pretty cool. That means it'll drop the three little Telesto submunitions when you kill somebody in PvP.
Oh. All
right, I thought it might be wild card, because it doesn't specifically say Castloid on wild card weapons, but that's what it is. Those are actually, it's pretty good in PvP because it stops reses from happening since the orb is sitting right in the middle of the three Telesto bolts.
Yeah, that would be. All right, so Iron Banner, Dark Decider, and the Gnor's Axe is leaving. Lethal Abundance is where the Strand Auto Rifle is coming in, and Reese Walker is coming back. And then Nightfall, Buzzard's leaving. Swarm, fan favorite, Swarm. It's not even
That's a joke.
Oh, okay. All right. Gonna say that machine gun sucks.
It is probably the worst arc machine gun in the game. Yes.
All right. So the Undercurrent, which is an arc wave frame breach loaded grenade launcher.
Yes. I don't know how it's gonna compete with Forbearance, but well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. And then returning is the Izumi or whatever it is. Izumi. All right. Adaptive sniper rifle. Weep, woop, 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 woop. The only other thing I wrote down here is Iron Banner next week.
It do be Iron Banner next week. Yes.
That's it.
There's some cool art. And there's absolutely no animals. Because whoever wrote this, who's not taking credit for it, because it's just titled, it's just signed Destiny 2 Team. Which, you know what that means, right? That means it's fucking Cosma.
Oh, shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably. He's the only one left.
No, there's one other person on the team. I forget their name, but it's just Cosmo and one of the community manager folks is all that's left.
Why would they keep a community manager that wasn't hippie? She wrote the best twids, man. I don't care about whatever else her job was. I don't give a shit. Maybe she was bad at that. No idea. But her twids were the best. They were the best ones every time. They were usually the most informative. I'm not just talking about the animal pictures, okay? But that part is important. But they were always super informative. They were always the longest. They were incredible. They were well-written, and they were interesting. I think
she was one of the best community managers we've had in Destiny 2. EMG was good when he was communicative before he started getting weird death threats, but Hippie was always super communicative. I don't know why they would have gotten rid of her.
It's kind of dumb. It confuses me now that you said that there was other than the team lead. That there's another member on that team that's still there that's not her. That's kind of mind-blowing to me. But maybe they do. Like, there could be a lot of different stuff done behind the scenes because the amount of community manager work that we see, like, that's not a full-time job, in my opinion, like what I see. There must be a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that maybe this other person is incredible at. I have no idea who they are or what they do. So, anywho, who knows? I don't know. But out of all the let goes, like she's the only one that I knew, so it was the only one that hit at all, and I really liked her twids. So big ol' suck fest. The only other Bungie,
stop nerfing animals.
The only other Bungie employees that I ever met were I met Cosmo and I met Jared from the Bungie Foundation and Andy, which I'm not sure what he does at Bungie, but he does something. I do know what he does. He's heading up the initiative to for community insight within content creators, some shit like that. So, anyway. And they all still exist. So. She's the only one I knew that got let go. Big rip. But I mean, I don't know any employees in any other game studio other than the big name directors like Neil Druckmann and Corey Barlog, you know.
Do you know who they are?
No.
Oh. Neil Druckmann is the game director, like the main... He's a Naughty Dog guy.
Yeah, and Last of Us, right?
Yeah, and Corey Barlog is Sony Santa Monica.
Yeah, I know Druckmann because he's kind of a douchebag when people didn't like The Last of Us Part Two.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, a little vocal.
But the reason he got vocal was because of the reason people were hating on it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't care about the whole Joel, people hating it because of Joel, but I'm sure he cared about all that other shit with Lev and Abby. And the fact that Laura Bailey was being attacked online just because she voiced a character, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's all ridiculous. I didn't like Abby just because I didn't like having to play the character. Ultimately it worked out in the end. The story was good, but After that initial scene where the thing happens, I'm like, I don't want to play this character. I really don't. If I'm going to play him, I'm just going to run them in to get killed over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Totally understand that. I'd wish they had... the only complaint I ever had about The Last of Us is I liked a lot of the stuff about it, but it was the pacing of the game. I think you should have went back and forth as the characters as you progress through the game. Not play the whole game as one character and then play the whole game as the other character. I hated that you had to wait another 12 hours to get the end of the story after you made it to the end of the story the first time. And then you had to go back and do it all again. I did like the story beats that happened. You know, seeing Abby, you know, come upon all the mayhem and destruction that Ellie has caused, that was nice. Felt real good to watch her suffer. And I never sympathized with her. I don't care if he killed her dad. Fucking bitch.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't totally sympathize with Ellie either, because Ellie's a fucking psychopath, but... You know, I did like Joel, and when he gets beat down,
it was rough. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of that. And I wasn't I guess I had more complaints. They purposely misled us in the trailers, and I didn't like that. There's scenes in the trailers with Joel in them.
Yeah.
Where those characters, he was replaced by the actual characters in the game later, like his model. So even when it was happening, it was like, he must not die. He must not. And then that last strike. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind. He did. Yeah,
he's definitely dead. Yeah.
Anyway, but then you were like, and then it hits you when you see those scenes later. There's one where like Jesse pushes Ellie into like a alleyway and tells her to be quiet. And in the trailer, Joel is doing that. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Pissed me off. I don't like being purposely, that's actually against the law now in some places. They passed a law. I forget where it is. I read it somewhere recently. Yeah, you cannot... I don't know if it's like in all of America or if it's an EU thing or whatever it is, but I read it. And the law is you cannot purposefully misdirect your audience with a trailer to media anymore. So what that means mainly is it was combating like you can't display this movie as an action movie. When in reality, when you watch it, it's a drama with very little action, stuff like that. So I don't know if this would fall into it, but it is a direct like mislead. So it might have fell into it. I don't know. But this happened after the release of the game. So I remember seeing it. I'd be like, yes, they can't do it to me again. The bastards.
Fucking Naughty Dog. I like Naughty Dog. I hope they do a new IP next. I don't need another Last of Us or Uncharted.
Well, yeah. Uncharted suffers the same problem as Tomb Raider. It's the same fucking game 53 times.
Yeah. Not gonna lie. Uncharted 2 is my favorite. It's a 10 out of 10. It's so fucking good. I remember being excited for 3 and I was like, and played it. I was like, you just can't beat 2. 2 was so good. And then 4 came out and it had all those trailers. It looked incredible. The truck, the bridge, everything. Boom, 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 boom. I'd probably say 4 is better than 3, but still. Doesn't compete with 2. Doesn't matter. You can amp up the action. It doesn't make it a better game, just so everyone knows. Just so you know, Naughty Dog, 2 is perfect. Perfect video game. So good. Love it. Every second of it. I played that game so many times. Ugh. Still not better than Final Fantasy VIII, though. Best video game of all time. Don't at me. I'm just kidding. Breath of the Wild's better.
What?
Sorry. Went on a rant. I'm all done with Destiny stuff. We can do whatever we want now. We can leave.
Okay. We're going to do some shout-outs. Is there anything going on for the rest of the month? I have one thing. I'm getting ready to start updating. There's not going to be an event for Shrouded for November, but there will be one for December. There'll be a Dawning event. We're going to have a double Dawning event. One's going to be Dawning Bingo will be back. I'm in the middle of updating the bingo card. And then we're going to do the... We're going to try this IRL cookie contest where you try to come up with a cookie that looks that is your interpretation of an actual Dawning cookie. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it goes better than the IRL costume contest.
I hope so, as well.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'll be working on those events on stream on the next few weekends on Sundays. So if you want to come watch how the cookies are made, so to speak, come visit me at twitch.tv/Mr_Wrecked.
That sounds amazing. So something I forgot to do on the stream the other day that I should probably do now since we've got some people here. Does that sound good? Maybe? All right. We're going to announce the winners of Festival of the Shrouded. I have to find them first, though. Do you want to announce them? It was your thing. Do you remember who they were? Did you die? Hold on, I can't hear anything. Oh, no, you're muted. Perfect. What happened? Okay, there you go.
Am I back?
Yeah.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. So I announced the winners for the IRL costume contest because, you know, there were only there were only 2 entries. Let me go back up to that post and grab them. All right. Where is it? Did I not post them? No, I did. It's just further back. All right. So we only had 2 entrants for the IRL costume contest. One of them was Siva Gamer Nezarak from Siva. Whose costume also made the This Week at Bungie
2 weeks ago.
Story.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. And then Lilith Amarath from Ward submitted the other one. So she was trying to do an exo kind of thing, a gory exo thing. So those were the only 2 that participated, and those were the 2 that won a copy of the Final Shape each. So, I mean, they sent in the forms.
One of them did. The Siva guy didn't yet.
The winners for the Festival of the Shrouded Transmog and Short Story Contest, which I'm happy that we got as many entries as we did. I actually had a couple of people reach out to me and complain that they had to write a story in order to participate. I was like, just Go to ChatGTP and have it write it for you. Easy. Done and done. But,
fucking people, man.
Anyway, I got several, like, backhanded, I would have participated if I didn't have to write a story, comments. Anyway.
It's pretty dumb.
Our winners were Devilito666, with his The Fire of Freya Hunter story, and Chaotic Mason, with Soul Survivor, also a hunter. Devilito was the community pick. Chaotic Mason was the staff pick based off votes. Although I should mention that hardly any staff voted, so shame on you, staff, who didn't vote.
I didn't vote.
Both of these two will. Everyone's gotten their Frightmaster server role. Chaotic Mason and Devilito have won a Festival of the Shredded Deathpad, which you can see on screen right now. I'll send them out the forms, and they can send all the information back to Greener. But yeah,
congrats! I actually thought that was funny when I was looking at the winners today, Devil, because I saw what you did earlier to get the other one, and I was just like, "Oh shit, he's gonna get two." Anyway, you gonna get two new desk pads. Anyway, very cool. Very cool. Like it a lot. Amaze, amaze, amaze. Yeah, that should be a fun little desk pad. I always like that design. And now it's all up in your face. It's even bigger than last year.
Yep.
It's gonna be huge. Anyway, congrats to everybody.
I originally made it with just like the full Festival of Shrouded with the words and everything, but it looked cheesy as fuck, and I thought this would look better.
Yeah, well, I think that looks just fine. I think it looks really good. I like that desk pad. Which one? The one we just showed you or the one earlier today? I should probably show that too. As shout outs before we leave. Yeah, I will. Actually, hold on. Give me a second here. How do I share just my desktop window? Yeah, okay. This one.
God, please make sure there's no porn. I mean, just kidding.
Chillax. Chillax, Batman. All right. Let's go to this. No, wait. That ain't right. Wait. Why is...
The desk pad comes with this cool animated GIF on it.
Could you imagine? That'd be sick. Oh, wait. I didn't click this button. All right. There we go. My bad, everybody. Okay, so we put out a new Patreon November deal, and last month it was the festival, or not the Festival of Lost, but the Spooktober SGC Spooktober hoodie, premium hoodie with a gamertag brand on the back. I didn't want to do like the same thing with a different logo this year, so we're actually testing out a little bit of the new store. Well, not the new store, but the old store's new game pads. So hopefully they're awesome. Based on the size, they're about the same size as my Extra Life game pad, which is like this. I don't know if you can see it all, but anyway. Yeah, we put... anyway, here it is. I don't know. That's kind of small on your screen. So everybody, I can open this in a browser, I think. Oh, wrong browser, though. Holy moly. Get over here. Oh, wait, it's still just showing... it's showing Discord. What? My life is bamboozled. My life is a lie. Oh, man. Where did Twitch go? Twitch is gone, chat. Oh, no.
I'm still here.
No. I just meant to... hold on. I want to... make this bigger, I guess, for people. All right, so it's pretty straightforward, but we went with a fall theme, hence the leaves and the trees being orange, some Destiny stuff, and then Shrouded Gaming on the bottom. So it should be pretty straightforward, pretty neat. I'm hoping I'm hoping
The material is as good as the other ones that we have. No promises, because I haven't. I've never had one in my hands before, but it's a good company. I'm sure it's great. We're also dropping a cut to increase the benefits. We're dropping the just a shroud of cut die sticker. So it's one of them thick ones. That's, you know, I don't know. If you ever had one in your hand, it's like squishy but thick and shit for your collection. So yeah, that's the benefit of the Shrouded tier this month. So if you sign up, there you go. There's also a lot of benefits the other tiers, but this is the tier that gets bonus benefits every month, like the special bonus announcement ones. I'm gonna start doing that more often. Obviously, we kind of shied away from it, waiting for Discord to fix its dog shit country rules, but they never did, so I'm gonna try to get back into it. Anyway, it's all here, Patreon link, you guys all know it. You want one of these, they're not for sale anywhere else. It's the only place you're ever gonna get one. So if you want to buy one too fucking bad, you gotta sign up for Patreon. Sorry, that was aggressive. Anyway, that's live now until the end of the month. If you're already a Shrouded tier subscriber, you just have to let it roll over during November. If you're not Shrouded tier subscriber, you got to sign up, and then you automatically get the stuff along with all the other stuff, your own voice chat, bonus loyalty points, all that jazz. It's all sorry. It's all in there. Do your thing. If you want it, sign up. Have some fun. No, the gamepad will not be customized. That's it. Right there. Going straight to the guitar case. Oh, the sticker.
All right.
Yeah, you can't find the porn. Were you looking? Did you pause it to look for the porn? I don't think there's any on there, so good luck. That's it. The only other thing, Shrouded... wait, hold on. What were you going to say?
No.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something. I was going to say a catastrophe stream coming up, but that's the 28th or some shit. No, it's the 25th. 25th? But it's also anniversary stream, so that'll be cool. 6-year anniversary. ETN, the Extra Life drawing, just when I get time. I haven't done it yet, straight up. Probably within the next week for sure. And then we'll shoot out the winners. And then we'll be doing a draw for... I'm gonna do the final shape draw and the monthly silver draw I'm gonna put that under this video. We're not doing a player of the month stream this month. Not enough nominations. Sorry guys, should have nominated more. I'm half kidding. There are definitely not enough nominations to make any sort of choices with. Everybody that got nominated would just win. Which maybe we should probably do. No, I'm not going to do that. So get your clans to nominate more for the next, I don't know, 3 weeks. And then we'll do a big Player of the Month stream at the beginning of December. Will the nominations roll over? Yes, they absolutely will. The 11 that we have will roll over. By the way, we have 11 nominations, which is the lowest month for nominations that we've ever had since the beginning of the program. So, I don't know what happened. Something happened, though. Bungie let go of 100 employees, and everybody just lost their minds and forgot that we had to do things.
Yep.
That's what happened.
All right.
I don't think I got anything else to say.
Outro, before you get distracted by chat again.
Outro. Did I write an outro? No, I didn't, man. I can't do an outro without writing one. What am I supposed to do? Never mind, I have one. That's it. We're closing this week's chapter of This Week at Shrouded, episode 37. It's been fun. I hope you enjoyed the show. Appreciate it. Massive shout out to all the listeners across all the platforms. Remember to follow us on YouTube, Twitch, and click the subscribe button on like Spotify and stuff, so you download automatically every week. Even if you don't listen, we still get credit. What? That sounds amazing. All right, that's about it. Thank you all so much. Really appreciate it. I'm your host, Dave Greener. Mr. Other Host, Mr. Wrecked, amazing. Always showing up, doing great.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. And with that, I will stop this recording and the podcast.
Bye!